Why are voting rights essential for the well-being of our society?
It represents the needs of our community, and it represents the voices of those who have either been born in this country or who have become naturalized citizens and who have that privilege to vote. And I think that representation of the diversity of the individuals who live and work in our communities is so critical to the vibrance that we want to experience both locally and across the state.
Now that you're mentioning that, as a personal note, I still remember when I was able to finally get my citizenship. The first thing, as you get that experience of being surrounded by other people from other nationalities, swearing that you will protect this country against all odds, the first thing as you come out is there's a table and they are asking you to register to vote, and you feel empowered right away.
You do. I mean, when I became a citizen, I was a junior in college at the university, and it was such an incredible feeling to vote for the first time. My family has been in the area for almost 40 years. I remember hiding from ICE officers that would come in and do the raids throughout Boulder County in the mid-80s, and it was frightening. And when I had that opportunity, to really vote into law and vote into these elected positions, people who represented not just the needs of my family, but the needs of the community, it was powerful. I walked into that voting station and I was like, this is my right. I've earned it. And I think that's something that we really want to make sure that those in our community and across the country know that it's your right. It's a privilege to have that voting mechanism and have that voting power, especially now. I think our voices as minorities, as under-resourced and underrepresented communities, is more critical than ever.
Critical. Which organizations are behind this effort? As I am looking into the flyer that you share with me, I see names that I'm familiar, but I'm also struck by seeing the name of Facebook in the flyer. So if you can share with us about this initiative and why organizations are coming together to promote voting rights.
Definitely. I'm so glad that you asked that question, Rosana. I do want to say that the National Voter Registration Day event is a national event. So there's an organization at the national level getting sponsors and getting individuals who are sponsoring this particular day. At the local level, though, we're really focused on getting local representation from partner agencies who want to increase that representation in the voting pool and to ensure, again, that the voices of diverse members are represented. So, for example, what we're doing locally is that I Have a Dream Foundation is organizing this event in collaboration with the Boulder County Clerk and Recorder's Office, Boulder Valley Women's Health Center, and the Longmont Youth Center that's hosting this event tomorrow night. At the national level, there's a lot of sponsorship, but that's really different from what we're doing at the local level. So I'm really excited that nonprofits stepped up and said, hey, let's organize this. Let's increase voting registration. It's a nonpartisan issue for us as organizations. We want people to be informed. We want people to utilize that privilege if they have the opportunity to vote, to get engaged. And if you don't have that opportunity to vote, or to register to vote, then come in, right? Make sure that you're informed of what's happening, because you can be a channel of information for your friends or families who have that voting privilege. So we want to make sure everybody has a part in this.
Local organizations are gathering, are making an effort, but there's also an effort nationally. Why do you think, Dr. Delgado, Facebook is also stepping up to the plate?
Definitely. I would say that, in my opinion, it's probably because they've received a lot of criticism around what they've been sharing or what has been allowed to be shared on Facebook and other social media platforms. I think the community is really stepping up and saying, hey, Facebook, hey, Instagram, hey, Twitter, what are you doing to control the misinformation that's being shared to communities across the world, right? This is not just central to the United States, but across the globe, people are getting, unfortunately, misinformation from individuals who aren't well informed, who aren't well educated in some of these areas that are impacting our community. And I think Facebook, amongst, again, other social media platforms, are saying, ooh, we need to step it up and we need to make sure that we are putting some barriers in place or some firewalls or some security in place so this information is not being misinformed to community members who access social media every day and really every minute, right, of the day. It's incredible.
We are saturated with information. We are bombarded by it. Tell me, what is at stake if voting rights are not respected?
So much. We've seen this across the country. We've seen that voting rights are being questioned. The voter registration is being questioned in many states. And I think it's critical because we know that we've earned that, whether you were born here, whether you became a naturalized citizen, you earned that right to vote. And I think when states are questioning that right, that really begins to fracture our democracy. And when our democracy is fractured, we lose the voice of the people, right? And I think it's more critical than ever to get activated. Again, this is a nonpartisan issue. Get informed. Whether you're voting for one side or the other, make sure that the information that you have or that you're accessing is valid, that the resources are credible, that you're not accessing information from random people or people who are consider themselves experts, but unfortunately don't have the credentials to become experts. So I really encourage us to ensure that we're well informed on all of these issues from the local level all the way to national, to ensure that we're voting for what represents our needs as individuals and most importantly as a community.
Who doesn't get access to vote?
Wow, that's a loaded question, Rosanna, but I would have to say that oftentimes and what we've seen right throughout U.S. history is that individuals who are underrepresented, marginalized communities, often communities of color, are left out of this access to information and access to voter registration forms. Language is a big one. Individuals who maybe speak multiple languages or are bilingual or feel more comfortable in another language other than English, but want to exercise their vote are often left out of the conversation. And so I think it's critical. And I know at the local level, we are getting more ballots translated and we're getting more information in multiple languages so we can close that information gap and that access gap. And I really, again, encourage us, those who are listening to your program, Rosanna, if you do have access, if you consider yourself a leader in your community, make sure that you are accessing this information. There's a lot of resources. I know the County Clerk and Recorder's Office is very open to engaging communities that have been often left out of the conversation when it comes to voting and information around the elections. So please reach out. I mean, our goal is to inform our community and to shut those gaps down.
So what are your thoughts about people that cannot vote because they do not have that documentation? And as it is right now, we don't have a path towards citizenship. What will you advise to those that have the opportunity to vote when we have a population that will not be able to do it and that do not have access to voting, but that they live and work in our land?
I would definitely encourage us, if you are a green card holder or what we call, right, a legal resident, register to become a citizen, apply for the citizenship process. There's a lot of great resources out there. There's a lot of great information out there on how to start it. Definitely, I encourage everybody to seek legal advice if they're starting that process. If you are a citizen and whether you were born here or you became a naturalized citizen, register to vote, because oftentimes, right, those individuals that we vote into elected positions represent the needs of the community. And if you are pro-immigrant, if you are defending the community needs, I really encourage you to find candidates that align with your personal platforms and encourage them. Contact your elected officials. They're elected officials for a reason. They represent your voice. So again, making sure that we encourage everyone to get involved in this process. Encourage everyone who has that opportunity, whether you are an undocumented individual or whether you're a naturalized or born citizen, there's a way for you to get engaged. And we want to make sure that if you live in our communities, if you work in our communities, your legal status does not prevent you from getting engaged and getting informed. So I really encourage us to make sure that we're connected with local organizations that are able to activate us as community, to bring us together and to say, hey, this is what we want to do as a community. This is what our needs are. This is the direction that we want us to go in, and ensure that elected officials are listening to us. But we can't do that when only one person is screaming right in the middle of the forest alone. But that voice, when that voice is stronger and louder, is when multiple voices are at the table. And so I really encourage us to get engaged.
I have been speaking with Dr. Perla Delgado, Executive Director of I Have a Dream Foundation, about National Voter Registration Day and the importance of voting rights. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo-Better.